The Texas legislature is controlled by Republicans. It's been that way for a long time. So how can you be effective if you're a Democrat like Representative Diego Bernal of San Antonio? Bernal talked about that when he recently sat down with Texas Public Radio's Aaron Schrank.
I think that most of us are prepared to play a lot of defense. I think the legislative agenda that's been articulated by the leadership in the legislature, for the most part, we don't agree with, whether it's the bathroom bill that would hurt our city in particular, not funding public schools, an attack on local control. I think in some ways those topics have taken all the oxygen out of the room. So in many ways we're preparing for another defensive session. At the same time, in the House, Democrats are outnumbered by Republicans 2-1, which means that anything a Democrat wants to do, they have to find about 26 Republican friends to do it. And so I also think that you'll look at the legislative agendas of a lot of Democrats and find very pragmatic, nonpartisan, bipartisan issues that they really care about, hoping that they can get Republican support. That could be issues with CPS, child abuse. I know we have a very, what I think is a very pragmatic special education and public education agenda, and we've tried to distill it of politics and just focus on what's best for the kids.
Sure. I want to ask, what might a Trump presidency mean for Texas? He campaigned on issues of immigration, border security, trade. How does his presence there change the conversation and responsibility for state lawmakers, if at all?
You know, I don't know, but my instinct is not a whole lot. And the reason I say that, I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, although we can talk about Trump if you want, but because Texas has been dealing with very extreme legislators and legislation for close to over two decades now. So in some ways, I feel like the rest of the country is going to get a taste of what Texas has been dealing with for some time. There's nothing that Trump has said or proposes that we have not seen for years from the Texas Tea Party, for example. These are not new ideas. And we've been living with fighting them or pushing back, playing defense. This is something that we are accustomed to. And I think for the most part defines Texas politics in the past, I would say at least 4 to 5 sessions, probably more. So I'm not sure that Donald Trump can do much that the Texas legislature has already tried to do. For example, $800 million to the border for border security from the state last session. I mean, what more can he do that Texas isn't already doing? I mean, he can do something federally, but I'm not sure it changes the game for us.
Overall, when the session is over 5 or so months from now, what do you hope to be able to say to your constituents in terms of, here's what I did for the last 5 months?
I always make this joke because it's so hard. I always say, it's hard to come home and say, I preserved the status quo. I made sure nothing happened. And that's a good thing. Like, that's not a very sexy selling point, right? But I hope that we have a decent combination of bills that would have been harmful to our community that we prevented from making their way to the floor or from becoming legislation, and that we have a good amount of bills that we believe in a very real way, not in a symbolic way, not in a theatrical way, but in a very real way, will improve the lives of the people we represent. You know, this is Texas. We're sort of forged in this learning how to make the most of a loss, right? The Alamo, in some ways, is a good example of that. That was a battle that we lost, but it defines us because of the way that we responded to it. And I think that people look at the last first championship, having lost to Miami in such a tragic, awful way that none of us will ever get over, and then coming back and playing that exact team and taking them apart. It's a very sort of Texas narrative. And so I think a lot of us hold on to that as well. It's part of who we are. You learn how to play defense and you live to fight another day, and maybe you just might surprise yourself and other folks and get some real victories in there.
Diego Bernal is the state representative for Texas House District 123 in San Antonio. Diego, thanks so much for talking with us.
No, I enjoyed it, man. Thank you so much.
That was TPR's Aaron Schrank talking with Representative Diego Bernal about some of his priorities for this legislative session.